We want to give you more details about the massive earthquake that struck off the northeastern coast of Japan early this morning there, causing a massive tsunami. Since then, we've followed the tsunami warnings in other countries and Pacific Island nations throughout the Pacific Rim. Obviously, the devastation is the worst in Japan. And there have been reports that there's worries about the nuclear reactors getting damaged there. For an update from the country, we've got Daniel Sloan with us. He's a reporting for Reuters in Tokyo. And again, joining us is Ian Horlacy, Director for Public Communications for the World Nuclear Association, speaking to us from London. Daniel, first, let me just gauge from you, although Tokyo is more than 200 miles away from the epicenter of this earthquake, I understand that there's still some damage seen there, that the earthquake was felt there, and that people are having a hard time communicating and moving around in Tokyo.
Well, that's exactly right. It is about right now 11:20 here in Japan, and what has happened is the public transportation system is limited, if moving at all. That has caused a lot of people to remain in the office or to try to find temporary accommodation. Hotels are packed. Taxis trying to get people out of the city have been in queues, and there is great congestion. That is only in Tokyo, where the damage is rather mild. But as you have probably seen in the video that has come from the coastal area along the Pacific, the damage there has been quite profound. In the city of Sendai, which is the largest city in the northeast of Japan, population of about 1 million people, casualty numbers are climbing as time goes on. Self-defense force rescue teams have been deployed, but the estimates of damage and human loss of life are still rising and expected to get even higher.
And I imagine the biggest concern of people there in Tokyo is trying to reach those that they know and love in other cities that were closer to the epicenter of the earthquake, or getting reports that that communication cell phones may be down. What else are people worried about?
That is indeed the case. In fact, here in Tokyo, you cannot connect to someone directly via your cell phone. A lot of people are resorting to social networking if they have internet access, oddly, and just leaving messages for family on the various platforms. But really what's going on, you know, moreover, are people are just trying to get to a safe place and get shelter. It is a crucial issue in the areas most affected by the quake. Right now, they have evacuated those low-lying coastal areas. And as your reports, I think, have noted, there have been communities that are close to nuclear facilities, nuclear power facilities, south of the area that was the epicenter of the quake. That have been evacuated entirely because of fears of potential nuclear contamination.
And that is something we have Ian Horlacy here to update us about. He's the Director of Public Communications for the World Nuclear Association. Ian, we are getting reports that there's been malfunctions at more than one nuclear plant. And in fact, Japan's government issued the first emergency warning about a nuclear plant when the diesel generators did not come on to cool down the reactors after a shutdown.
Yeah, well, there's problems at two plants. The Fukushima Daiichi one is where they've organized an evacuation as a precaution, because there are still problems in internally sort of cooling the reactors, or one of the reactors. Our information is that they're largely on top of that, but things obviously aren't 100%. But the likelihood of any radioactive release is almost zero, I would think. And at another plant at Onagawa, there is still, I understand, a fire in the turbine, in the actual turbine, not the reactor itself.
Which is separate from the reactor. So at this point, when you talk about the generators not going on, what, as we understand, happened was that all of the plants, all of the 11 plants that are close to this earthquake area, shut down automatically as they're supposed to. But
yes,
the plant, which is causing a worry, that there is no electricity, the electricity is out, and the diesel generator should have come on to cool down the fuel.
Well, the diesel generators, we now understand, did come on, but they only ran for about an hour. Now, the generators are just to provide an auxiliary power supply so that pumps and so forth and all the control systems can be operational. But then two of the generators went offline, and nobody quite knows what that, why that was. And it was that failure after about an hour which triggered the report to the government, which made the government, as it's legally required to do, I think, declare an emergency. But that's a precautionary emergency, not because there's any grave risk to anybody.
And the government has been trying to reassure the people of Japan that there is no leakage at this point. That's Ian Horlacy, Director for Public Communications for the World Nuclear Association. But Daniel Sloan of Reuters, who's there in Tokyo, anytime you mention a malfunction in a nuclear plant, that makes people, in some cases, panicked or at least worried.
Without question, 2007, we had an earthquake in Niigata on the Sea of Japan side. The epicenter was very close to the world's largest nuclear facility at Kashiwazaki. That plant, or certain reactors within the plant, closed on the earthquake itself. Nonetheless, there was a mild leakage into the sea from that plant. It remained closed for 2 years.
Wow.
So again, that's where our eyes are right now, and we're watching developments here at Reuters and around the country.
Daniel, I'm humbled by the three terrors simultaneously of modern Japanese history: nuclear, an earthquake, and a tsunami this morning. What do you make of that?
Well, without question, Japan has experience with all three, unfortunately. The real reality is that it is extremely prepared, more than any country, via its history with earthquakes. We saw emergency warning systems come out even before the quake took place, and evacuation along the coast to some degree prior to the tsunamis as well.
That's Daniel Sloan of Reuters reporting to us from Tokyo. As he said, Japan very well prepared for earthquakes, but no country can be prepared for an 8.8 magnitude earthquake, which struck off the coast there this morning.
The Takeaway is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.